On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, we're going to play a little game called Rapid Fire, where we fire questions off at each other, three apiece, and you out there play along and see if you can go three for three, or six questions, see if you can go six for six. Most people don't, but really, the really smart people do. So, Danny, are you ready for question number one?
Yep, going three for three this time.
Okay, here we go. What band has a song on these three soundtrack albums? The albums are Armageddon, Wayne's World 2, and Charlie's Angels. What band?
I'm going to say Aerosmith.
You would be correct.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a softball. Good question. Good job. The songs, some of them are Don't Want to Miss a Thing, Angel Eyes, Dude Looks Like a Lady, Shut Up and Dance. But I think the Wayne's World 2 had like Sweet Emotion and a couple others. So.
Yeah, that was a good question.
Oh, thank you.
All right, question one for you. Where does the title of the Rush song YYZ come from?
Ooh, great song. I have no idea. Sorry.
There's two different things with the title of the song.
Maybe the guy was trying to do the alphabet and couldn't do it.
You're getting close.
Like A, B, C, D, YYZ.
No. One of them is about where the band is from.
Really?
Yep.
YY Zimbabwe?
YYZ is the airport code for Toronto. So their happiest day is when they see YYZ on their luggage tag for when they're going home.
That is awesome. I had no idea on that one.
Yep.
Wow.
The other is, if you know Morse code.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't.
Right. YYZ in Morse code is the beginning riff.
Wow.
So if you play that out, that's YYZ.
Those guys are pretty damn smart, aren't they?
That's why Neil Peart is a super genius.
It's Peart, by the way.
But you didn't know who I meant.
Well, I thought it was the other guy, the other drummer, the first one. John Rutsey?
John Rutsey, I don't think so.
Okay, well, damn, that's pretty good. I had no idea.
There you go.
And the song rules, too. Okay, question number two for you. In 1982, the Atari 2600 released a video game that featured a very popular American band. Name the band. The little Atari thing. Remember those?
Yeah, I had one.
Yeah, I think I did, too. Can you name a band that came out with a video game in 1982? They released it along with an album as one of their most popular albums in 1982, and it was huge. And the band is still around today.
I'm going to say Bon Jovi.
No!
Bon Jovi didn't come out to 84.
That would be wrong.
All right. The name of the game was Blank Escape.
Blank Escape.
So who had an album called Escape in 1982?
Journey.
Correct. Name of the video game was Journey's Escape. It was terrible.
Okay.
It was a terrible game.
I remember thinking, what the hell is this?
I mean, if you look
around.
Yeah, look at the graphics in those old Ataris. I mean, we thought they were cool in 1982 because I just graduated high school and you were sophomore. That was the best thing out there. Now you look at them, it's a joke. But those are collector's items now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my question, too. So, it's your turn.
I'm one for one. Dang it.
You're one for two.
Yeah, one for two. Okay, question number two for you. What two female singers did Taylor Hawkins play with before joining Foo Fighters?
The first one is Alanis Morissette.
Yep.
I didn't know the other one. I'm going to guess Sash Jordan.
Oh, that is correct.
Wow. Awesome. That was a guess. Pull that out of the rear.
Great job.
Yeah, Sash Jordan is awesome, by the way. I don't know if you've ever heard her sing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. All right, question three for you is a tough one.
Oh, jeez.
All right, you're familiar with the band Angel, correct?
I have heard of them, yes.
Yes. On their third album, they had a song called White Lightning, but it was originally recorded in 1973 by another band that featured Angel members Punky Meadows and Mickey Jones. Can you name that band?
I cannot. Good Lord, I have no clue.
All right. And it's funny because that album was recorded in 73, but actually released in 1976, and it featured the original vocalist for the Joe Perry Project. Still nothing?
Nope.
The name of the band was Bucks. B-U-X.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. It came out in Capitol Records. The album is called We Came to Play. And it's not very good, but it does have the original version of White Lightning on it.
Okay. Is it any good?
No. It's kind of similar, but the Angel version is a million times better.
All right.
But, yeah, you can probably find that on YouTube, too. Bucks, White Lightning. And maybe one person will go find that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, check it out if you like Punky Meadows. The dude's awesome.
All right, question number three for you. How many number one albums did Queen have in the U.S.?
I'm going to say one.
That is correct. Can you tell me which one?
The Game.
That is correct.
Yeah, because of Another One Bites the Dust.
Yep. Absolutely. And Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Yeah, those two songs were huge. And after that,
Queen
was pretty much non-existent in the U.S., but they became a global band. They were huge everywhere else except for here.
As a bonus question, how many number one albums did they have in the U.K.?
I'm going to say like eight.
Close. Seven.
Yeah. They're huge.
Yeah, but they're, you know, Night at the Opera and Day at the Races, those are both number one. Innuendo, all of those were.
Did you ever see them live? Did you see them with me?
No.
Because I saw them on the Hot Space Tour at the Cap Center.
It's one of my biggest regrets is not seeing Queen with Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, who knew, you know? We didn't know that was going to be the last time they ever played the U.S.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great show. The album has some good songs in it, but there's some not so great song. Actually, you know, it's funny. Nuno Bett and Corton Gary Sharon do a cover of Staying Power off of Hot Space.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I sent you the link to that because
right.
I think there's a place called the Lucky Strike. It's a bowling alley. And Nuno Bett and Court, like a lot, go up there and they'll play a bunch of his favorite cover songs and people will get up on stage and jam with him. And yeah, they did that song together.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Would you imagine just going showing up the bowling alley and there's Nuno Bett and Court playing with a band?
No, I can't imagine.
Yeah, pretty cool. But unfortunately, I can never go down there because I'm always busy. Damn it. All right. And that concludes Rapid Fire for now. So see you next week.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond 24 hours a day and can be heard on iTunes, Orange Radio, Streama, Radio.net, Shoutcast, and radionomy.com.
All right, boys and girls out there, now we're going to do a little bit of a new bit we got called. We call it Track by Track, where we take two great albums, sometimes by the same band, sometimes by different bands, and we go track by track. If we both like the same song, it's 1 point for the one album, and if we disagree, there's no points. At the end, we add it all up track by track and see which album wins. This week, we're going to do Iron Maiden, Number of the Beast, versus Van Halen, Fair Warning.
Oh, good Lord Almighty. What, God.
And you have to pick one, too. No, there's no... It's a tie. I like them both. No, you got to make a choice.
Yeah, I'm not doing any of that shit. I'll give you an answer, but I won't like it.
Well, you can yell and scream and bitch about it. That's okay. People like that.
All right, well, bring it on, damn it.
Okay.
Halen versus Van Halen, two of my all-time favorite bands.
This one should be a pretty easy one. Track one. Invaders! Fighting! Versus Mean Street.
Oh, God. There's no question on that one. Mean Street all the way.
Agreed. Mean Street wins in that one.
I wonder if Maiden has ever played Invaders live.
I don't think so. If they have, it maybe once or twice, but why would you open the album with Invaders, a song you never play? Yeah, we've discussed that before. I don't know. Maybe the record company did that.
I don't know. I'd like to talk to Steve Harris and see what he thinks of Invaders now.
Yeah, one of these days we're in a corner. What's the deal with Invaders, and why did you record it, and why is it the first track on the album?
Why you be this, and what be that? Why you gotta look like that?
Hey, I've heard that.
Hey.
I'm the breeze. All right, track two, Children of the Damned versus Dirty Movies.
Wow. I'm going to say Children of the Damned.
I knew you were going to say that, but I like Dirty Movies better.
I like it too, but...
Yeah, Children of the Damned is pretty damn awesome. Yep, so no vote there. So we go to track three.
Go ahead. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a great song.
Yeah, it is. Track three, The Prisoner versus Sinner's Swing.
Sinner's Swing.
Agreed. I agree with you on that one, too. And I like The Prisoner. It does not suck. Here's another tough one. Track four, 22 Arcacia Avenue versus Hear About It Later.
Wow. And I love both songs. I'm going to say 22 Acacia Avenue.
I'm going to say Hear About It Later.
You've every Van Halen song so far.
So far, but I don't think I'm going to pick. The album is really strong in the beginning. And here's the hardest one right now. Track five, Number of the Beast versus Unchained.
Jesus. You pick it's weird. The best songs are going against the best song.
Yeah, and the throwaway ones. You know,
I got to say Unchained.
I agree with you again. I love those albums, both of them. Now, this one should be pretty easy. Track six, Run to the Hills versus Push Comes to Shove.
I'll say Run to the Hills, but it's not a slight on Push Comes to Shove. That's a cool song.
Yeah, it is a cool song, but I got to vote for Run to the Hills as well. Definitely. Now, that's a classic versus a pretty good filler cut or album cut.
Yeah. And it's one of Iron Maiden's top songs, so what are you going to do?
Right. Track seven, Gangland versus So This Is Love.
So This Is Love.
I agree.
Yeah, I love the bass at the beginning of that.
I think Gangland is probably the worst song on Number of the Beast for me, but... It's still a pretty good song. I even like Invaders better than Gangland.
Wow, that's saying so.
I might be by myself on that one, but we'll see. So let's look at the score so far. So far, Fair Warning has got 4 votes, and Number of the Beast has 1. But this is the last song because there's only 8 tracks on this. Because if a song has an intro to it, I just combine them. So this is Hallowed Be Thy Name versus Sunday Afternoon in the Park / 1 Foot Out the Door. I think I know where you're going with this one.
Oh, absolutely. Do you even have to say it?
Sunday Afternoon. Oh, no.
Hallowed Be Thy Name is one of Maiden's best songs, in my opinion.
And so. I agree. I got to go with Hallowed Be Thy Name because Sunday Afternoon in the Park and 1 Foot Out the Door. 1 Foot Out the Door is...
That was just something, been messing around and decided, our album's only 22 minutes at this point. Let's put this on there.
Yeah, we got to do this quick because, you know, they, you know, every year there was a new Van Halen album, so.
Right.
Yep, so there's only 8 tracks on this album, so our final score is Fair Warning gets 4. And Number of the Beast gets 2. And so it's Van Halen's Fair Warning gets the Hard Rock Trivia Show Seal of Approval.
Well, they, in my opinion, they're both awesome albums, but Fair Warning is my favorite Van Halen album, and Number of the Beast is not my favorite Maiden album, though it's probably my second.
So what is your favorite Maiden album?
I'm going to say Power Slave.
Oh, really? So maybe we'll have to, in the future, put Power Slave up against something.
Or maybe Peace of Mind.
I love Peace of Mind, too. But I'm one of those weird ones. The first Iron Maiden album is my favorite. I don't know. Because I got into it in the first album, and I just love the first one. And then Killer is just pretty damn good, too, so.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with the first 6 Maiden albums, anyway.
Oh, yeah, any one of them is awesome.
So
you start getting a little bitchy after that, but then their last one was amazing.
So if somebody's walking down the street and asks you, what do you like better, Number of the Beast or Fair Warning? What do you say just off the top of your head?
Fair Warning.
Really? Wow. I was kind of surprised with that. I would thought you'd have said Number of the Beast, but...
Well, that mainly because that's my favorite Van Halen album. And even the, you know, what we were calling filler cuts are cool, and I like them, so...
Right.
You know, they're not Invaders or Gangland.
So we'll put up a poll. If I know how to put up a poll online, you guys can vote which one you like better. But we chose Fair Warning, so deal with it and move on.
If you enjoy the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, you can go to Spreaker.com and sign up for free to follow the show. All past episodes can also be streamed or downloaded at Spreaker.com.
Okay, boys and girls out there, it's time for a little bit of Cover This, where we play 30-second clips of cover tunes, and you have to name the name of the song, the original artist, and the band or artist covering that song. So, Danny, are you ready?
I am. Let's try this.
Okay.
Oh, man.
But you've heard that song before, haven't you?
Yeah, it's My Life. Is that Joan Jett originally?
That's a negative.
But
it was sung by... It was written by Kiss, but it was sung by a female singer, but it wasn't Joan Jett, but it's about the same time. You saw her on SCTV perform live with her band.
The Plasmatics? Wendy O. Williams?
It's Wendy O. Williams. It was the original artist. It's a Kiss song that I think Ace Frehley and Gene play on. So Wendy O. is the original artist. So you got the song title. Now, who's doing the cover? And that cover came out in 1988.
Is it Michael Monroe?
Nope. Nice guess. This was the guy singing, his name was Johnny Edwards. He was also in Foreigner, but he was also in another band from L.A. He was a replacement singer for this band who just did this song.
Oh, man, I know the name.
All right, the original singer became a woman.
Oh, is it King Cobra?
Correct. It is from King Cobra 3. Johnny Edwards was the second lead singer.
That's a rough one.
Yeah, that was pretty tough. Nobody bought that album.
I like King Cobra. I love their albums, all of them.
Bonus, who's the lead singer of King Cobra now?
Oh, I have no idea.
Paul Shortino.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Those two albums of Paul Shortino are pretty damn good.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, nobody bought them, though, but yeah, go out and buy them if you find them. They're really good.
He's totally one of my favorite singers.
Yeah, amazing. Singers. He's definitely awesome. Okay, now I have to listen to your song, your cover. Let's see if you give me a super hard one.
I know you've heard this song before.
Okay, here it comes.
That's not unusual. It's just that the moon is full and you decided to call.
All right, I got this.
All right.
The song is Diamonds and Rust.
That is correct.
The band covering is Judas Priest.
Okay, so far they got the softballs.
The song was originally recorded by Joan Baez.
That is correct.
And I don't think I've ever heard her version of it. I don't think I want to.
It is very folky, and I actually saw her perform it about 2 years ago at the Grand in Wilmington.
Really?
Yep.
I was never a fan.
I wasn't either, but, you know, I wanted to see. I started reading her bio, and I was working that night anyway, and she is complete music royalty. If there's anybody that has done more than she's done, I mean, she was at Woodstock. Just everything she's done is incredible. Check her out on Wikipedia if you want to see somebody that.
So did you yell, breaking the what? Breaking the what? No, she goes, I didn't do that one. Okay.
That was not me.
No. But I love Priest. Okay.
But she was great. She
really?
Yeah. I mean, it was Joan Baez, so, you know, it's not going to be a Michael Jackson show.
Yeah.
So you got to be ready for what it is, but she was really good.
What was the other Joan Baez hits? I don't know if I know any.
Oh, yeah, you do. There's a bunch of them.
Is there? Or maybe I do. I don't know.
Oh, you definitely know the songs.
Can you give me one?
Let me think. Jeez.
Yeah, why are we talking about Joan Baez on the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show?
Because she wrote one of Judas Priest's best songs.
Good. Well, really? Yeah, it's a good song.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go out and buy Joan Baez, but buy Judas Priest, for God's sake. Judas Priest, they should have been in the Hall of Fame, damn it.
Joan Baez is definitely not an influence on Judas Priest, but it's a good song, so.
Yeah, okay, we'll give her some credit for that one.
Yeah.
Not that she needs it from us.
Yeah.
Yeah, who the hell are we? Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And on that note, goodbye.